Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council St. Lucie County. I'm just one of your hosts, Sean Boyle. With me is
Ashley Mock.
Welcome to the half-hour radio program that comes to you through rain, sunshine, hurricanes, any kind of Florida weather event, i.e. it's 100 degrees this morning, to connect you, the listener, to resources and things that are available for children and families in our great community that we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council are not meteorologists or radio show professionals, so I should not be talking about the weather. I just have good confidence that it's going to be hot and it's going to rain today. What we do at the Children's Services Council is focus on five things for our community, and those five priorities are: one, making sure every baby's a healthy baby; two, stopping child abuse before it happens; three, keeping kids off the streets; four, keeping them in school; and five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors. And when I say we focus on those priorities, we develop, fund, and support programs in those areas that are available to all families in St. Lucie County.
And while this show is probably the most entertaining way to learn about all of those programs and resources, you can also find out information about them on our website at cscslc.org, where we have a list of all those programs along with their contact information, or we actually publish all that information in a printed family guide to programs as well that you can get a copy of. That we make available in English, Spanish, Creole, and Portuguese. So if you have any interest in having those printed family guides at your business or your office, or you need some for your church or your civic group, just give us a call and we can get those delivered to you. There's actually a quick form you can fill out on our website, and we will get those brought right to you so that you can share that information with the community as well.
You say this is the most entertaining way, but actually, I have not showed you my puppet show that I do. People call and ask for program guides.
I have not seen that, but we'll have to talk about
that. If you're interested in program guides, obviously fill out the form on the website. Again, cscslc.org, or you can call us directly at 772-408-1100. And if you want to, ask for the puppet show. I will just put my hand in a sock and talk to you about the Children's Services Council.
I love it.
But we're more than happy to do that. And I will also mention, when you talk about puppet shows, terrible segue, but just another way to be entertained, just a reminder that we are on social media. So I've given out our website, just like everybody else that wastes time on social media. I'm just kidding. Everybody else that goes on social media to learn information, we post on Facebook on pretty much a daily basis, as well as Instagram. Just look up Children's Services Council St. Lucie or St. Lucie CSC. I think both of those get you there, but make sure you put in the St. Lucie part, because we do have other Children's Services Councils across the state, but obviously this one is coming to you on the radio. That's why
obviously.
I want you to look up ours.
We're special and slightly competitive. So
yes. So we're slightly special, but very competitive. So
accurate.
Ashley, it is, and I was joking about the weather. It is warm out. And when it's warm out in Florida, what's an easy way to cool off is to go into some type of body of water, whether it be an ocean, the river, or a pool. But along with that, there is some precautions and some necessary steps that everybody needs to take. If their child, grandchild, niece, nephew, neighbor kids get into your pool, or you decide to go to the ocean.
That is right. And we talk about this a lot on our radio show and actually out in the community in general. But water safety is such an important aspect of living in Florida, living in our community. And obviously, we want to make sure that everyone is able to have fun and stay safe at the same time. We have partnered with a couple of organizations for a long time. Actually, I think we've been doing water safety lessons with St. Lucie County Aquatics for more than 10 years, just making those lessons available to individuals in the community. This summer, we're actually doing kind of a unique partnership so that the kids who are participating in our summer learning programs have access to those water safety lessons. I know from feedback from some of the programs that they have kids who have graduated and have earned the right to swim independently when they go to the pool, which is kind of exciting for them. But we're also working with Safe Kids Treasure Coast, who's offering some water safety education throughout the community to parents, to kids in those summer camps as well. Just anything that we can do to make sure that there is a constant conversation around making sure that kids are supervised when they are around bodies of water. drowning is like one of the only things that is 100% preventable, drowning incidences. And so
correct me if I'm wrong, I think in Florida, it's like the leading cause of death for children under the age of five. Yeah,
it is. And unfortunately, we have had some situations this summer, this year, where children in our community have already been, you know, we've had one fatality and a couple near drownings, and that's too many. It's, again, it's 100% preventable. It really just requires someone sitting, watching, paying attention, making sure they know what to do in the event of an emergency. We've been sharing a lot about it on our Facebook page, and I know other community organizations have as well, just to make sure that the conversation is happening out there. What we always say is, if you aren't sure who is watching the kids when you are around a body of water, it's you. You are now the nominated water watcher. And so there's a lot of information that you can find on our website through the fire district locally. The sheriff's office has been talking about it too. So just lots of ways to get the information. Just please be vigilant when kids are around water. There's no excuse for us to have additional situations like this in our community. There's plenty of resources and opportunity to kind of help combat that.
And just to put an explanation point on it, and then we'll move on to our guest, is, you know, I think a lot of people think that, oh, you know, if a child is struggling in the pool or can't swim, I'm going to hear it. And I think we've had actually a guest on one time that talked about they were at, I think it was either the river or the ocean or something, and talked about how the person went under and it wasn't a peep. They happened to be watching, but it was silent. So, yeah, you know, don't assume, you know, so when we say you're going to watch the water, that doesn't mean that you're on Facebook or Instagram or you're reading text. It means you're literally watching. You're not reading a book and watching the water. Watching the water means watching everybody that's in the water. So just put that explanation point on it. All right. So let's move on to happier discussion, because we've got some really cool stuff happening this summer. And this next guest is definitely doing some very creative things.
We do. And it's one of the more exciting things for us to talk about. I know we put a lot of emphasis on summer learning programs. We actually now talk about them as summer experiences. And that was a direct result of a conversation we had with a member of this organization.
Yeah, I think we got corrected actually on a TV show live, I think.
We got
told that kids don't like the word.
Don't call it that.
The older kids, the young adults, they like summer experiences.
Right. Summer experiences. So we're really excited. We've got Endit with us today. It should not be news to anybody in the community who Endit is and all of the amazing things that they are doing. And we're going to get to them in a second, but I have to say, and I feel like I've said this before, or at least earlier this summer when we were talking about, it's really not difficult, challenging to engage teens. And I know this because I have two that live in my house. They are, in order to keep teens engaged and to keep them coming back and wanting to do more with you, that is a special niche. That it takes a special kind of group and a special purpose to make sure that you are continuing to get them coming back and wanting more. And I think that is one of the things that Sonia and her team at Endit has done so well, is to find a place for teens in our community to want to be. And it's that want, I think, that is that's the important part, right, Sonia? So thank you for joining us. I'm excited that we get to talk about all the fun stuff that you guys are doing, and to keep talking about what Endit has going on.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So for anybody who has been, I don't know, living under a rock the last 4 or 5 years and hasn't heard us talk about Endit, I can't imagine that happening. But talk a little bit about kind of how you guys are working this year, the past and the upcoming, and what's going on for Endit. And then we'll talk some more specifics if anybody is interested in more information.
Okay. All right. So Endit is an acronym for Everybody's Not Doing It. And what we do is we provide a positive peer environment for middle school and high school students. Research shows that when teens believe that the majority is doing something, a thing, an activity, you know, even a risky behavior, they are more likely to in the future participate in that thing. So we were created to kind of teach teens that, you know, that is false. Everybody's not doing it, but then also to be a positive example of such that, you know, that their lives and the decisions and choices that they make represent that they are not, you know, doing it, so they can be a role model for others. So we have an after school and a summer program. We are ending our summer program right now. New for us this year, I'm trying to think of new things since we've spoken before, but new this year, we actually rented space at a school, at Synergy School, which we're so grateful for them, so that we could expand. And so we were able to take more students this year. Our program includes during the summer academics to prevent summer learning loss. So we focus on math and ELA during the summer. We make it fun and as unschooly as possible, but sometimes math is just math. So we try to keep them challenged. Then we also, our niche is the arts. So performing arts, visual arts, music instruments, music studio, things that they told me they're interested in, photography, videography, graphic design, depending on the, you know, the team and what their interests are, you know, is how often we may do those things. So we, instead of just saying, don't do this, don't do that, you know, the risky behaviors, and we give them something positive to do in its place. So outside of that, of course, we have the after school, which operates 5 days a week from 2 to 6 p.m. And we're in our normal location in Fort Pierce for that. And the school buses will bring teens in the green zone, which is Fort Pierce, directly from school to our doorstep. During the school year, because we deal with teens, we also, you know, we have those that are engaged in extracurriculars and, you know, other school activities or even just tutoring after school. And that's fine. You know, we're able to have a flexible schedule for them as well. That's understood. And we offer the same thing, you know, different exposures to the arts, life skills. You know, as the teens say a lot, it's like a family environment. So, you know, whether they're interested in doing things on stage, off stage, drawing, painting, you know, we seek to get to keep them actively engaged.
You know,
Well,
I was just going to share real quick, and I know Sonia, I've shared this story with you before. So anytime you hear, you know, and, you know, I think about my kids who are very introverted. I myself, growing up, like if you were like, Sean, we're taking you to an after school program that focuses on the arts and drama and singing and music, I'd be like, yeah, don't bring me there. That's not my thing. But having said that, I can remember one time I went and you had some type of showcase. I think it was like a world showcase. And I was sitting next to a mom who expressed something very similar. She was like, you know, I brought my son here. He's never been on stage. He was mortified to, you know, meet new people. He was, you know, and I was relating to him. I'm like, I feel this young man's stresses. And having said that, she's like, and he's the gentleman up there right now. And it was this kid dancing in slides, which one, that alone is a talent right away, to be able to dance in the slides. And she's like, it's such a comfortable environment here that he was fully wanting to be behind the scenes, but because he got so much encouragement from everybody that was there, there he was dancing up on the stage. And I remember thinking, that's the sign of a welcoming, inclusive environment. When you have the kid that's like, I don't want to do this, basically up on the stage dancing and loving it and enjoying being part of his family.
Yes. And he now auditions for parts. So I think it goes from, oh my gosh, the stage to, you know, you're just singing and dancing with friends, you know, and it's the teens that set that environment. You know, we can only create the model, but it's them, you know, that set the environment that they're welcoming to each other, you know, and accepting and, you know, all of that.
Michael Caine to the front office. Please confirm for Michael Caine.
And clearly we're interviewing you while there's school
during
going
the
on.
Day.
And if that young gentleman could get to the office soon, that would be great for our program.
Well, I think the other thing that you guys have done that's kind of unique and important is, and you said it, you listen to what the kids want. So you're always adding new things, newly adding graphic design, newly adding photography based on what the kids are interested in. And not only are those interests like extracurricular interests, but those translate to job opportunities for them. And you've had kids graduate and be able to, you know, enroll in either programs or degreed programs that relate to some of the things they've been doing. And that's a really cool opportunity for them as well.
Yeah. So we've had quite a few students to audition and be accepted into theater programs at colleges, specifically at IRSC. We've had a student get accepted to Howard University Howard University's theater program, as well as Spelman College. So, and that student performed with us all the time. So, yeah, it's definitely translatable. And then even, you know, at school, being comfortable doing public speaking, you know, and I know I used to dread that, but students who participate with us, a lot of times that's not an issue anymore because they've stood in front of people, you know, they're okay talking and being themselves and even being a leader, you know? So, yeah, I think it's definitely skills that transfer to school as well as careers.
Well, and for anybody that's listening and like, oh, I don't know if my young son or daughter would be interested in working in the arts. Keep in mind the arts, you know, even just preparing sets and all the backstage work. And, you know, and I always think about music. Everyone's like, oh, music, that's like a luxury art. No, music takes math skills, like heavy math skills to pull off music well. And so to your point, Ashley and Sonia, it's a well-rounded, somebody that's involved in the arts is getting a well-rounded schooly, I'm going to steal your phrase.
Unschooly. It's unschooly.
Unschooly education, if you will. And, you know, I always tell, and we talk about this a lot, you can always tell a good program. Every business, whether it's a nonprofit or a profit, it's customer service driven. If people are coming to your program, that means it's a good program. If they're not coming, there's a reason why they're not coming, but you have people clearly coming to your program, and we can talk about what's attractive to the young men and women to join your program, or we could ask the young woman that's actually in the program that's part of this show right now, Gabrielle, who you attend End It, right?
Yes, I do.
Just for the summer or all year round?
All year round.
Okay. So let's ask before we get into this big thing that we're going to talk about. What made you come to End It?
What made me come to End It was, like, the name of it. Like, I will understand, like, everybody's not doing it. So that just made me, like, because everybody's not doing it. So if I just want to be a part of that and just keep it going.
Very cool. And I'm sorry, Gabrielle, what can we ask? How old you are and what school you go to?
I'm 14 and I go to Tradition Prep.
Oh, very nice. So, and I like the, you know, and we probably don't have enough time to go into the origin of how Sonia came up with the word End It and showed Skip and that whole thing in the kitchen. But I like the fact that End It can be substituted for a lot of things, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But like what Gabrielle said, that's what drew you in was the name, right?
Yes.
That's very cool. So this summer, specifically this summer, and specifically Gabrielle, there's a really fun thing happening that you guys have coming up. And it really, I think, is kind of one of the things that grew out of listening to the kids and making sure that they wanted to come every day during the summer. So talk a little bit about that, Sonia, and then we'll talk about the show.
Yes. So our summer program, a very large part of it is the performing arts on stage and off. And so this is the second year we have licensed a Disney production. So we're doing Disney's Descendants, the musical. Last year was High School Musical, where Gabby is really sweet and she's like kind of soft spoken, but she played the lead last year. She was Gabriella Montez. So this year she's one of the leads again. But yeah, every day over the 8 weeks, which we're on week 7 now, you know, in addition to the academics and the visual arts and the team building and the field trips and life skills and everything that we did, we also have been preparing for this musical. And it's a large part of our afternoons. It is this is the largest one we've done. It is almost 2 hours long. And they have been putting in work. And as we get closer, we, like our day, it kind of, the rehearsals kind of expand more into the day, but they have been putting in work. They've been singing, they've been dancing, and then they've been singing and dancing because they realize they have to put it together, and they've been acting, and some of them are in multiple numbers. Everyone is in at least probably two numbers. They're learning the scenes, the order. It's so much teamwork, and they are so supportive of each other. You know, we have, as you stated, students who, you know, maybe at first, no, I don't want to and wouldn't audition or anything like that, but now they're out there. You know, they're out there with their friends and everything. So it's going great. We have some youth working behind the scenes as well. And like I said, being at a school, being at Synergy has helped tremendously because we didn't have room to sing and dance and move the way that we needed to with the number of students that we have. So it's been going great. And I want to just reiterate, the singing is live. We're not using, someone asked me that, is it going to be live or is it, you know, are we lip syncing to the tracks? No, it's going to be live. We are using the McAlpin Theater at the main campus of IRSC this year. So we're excited about that opportunity as well.
That is exciting. So, Gabrielle, we're not going to put you on the spot and ask you to sing. I mean,
Sean would, but he's not going to.
But Ashley's going to start a little bit round of singing and then we'll all just join in. Sorry, I had to throw that in. You said I could throw it in.
Now, I could sing all the lines to the Descendants songs because I do know them, but I will not.
So Ashley's the understudy. I like this. No. Okay.
No.
So you're going to be performing at IRSC, which is cool. What's the McAlpin Center? Is that what it's called?
The McAlpin Fine Arts Center.
McAlpin Fine Arts. And for those of you who maybe aren't familiar with what the play is, The Descendants, the musical, I'm sorry. I had to pull it up on Wikipedia to read about it, but you guys have been filling me in. Can you let everybody know kind of what it's about and then when the performance is and how they can get tickets?
Sure. Descendants is about the Disney heroes and villains. They had kids. And so they're the descendants of, you know, Maleficent and the Evil Queen and Jafar and Cruella de Vil. And then you have the heroes, kids, you know, Belle and Beauty and the Beast and where the other, help me out. But it's that basically they had kids, Snow White, you know, they all had kids. And the Beauty and the Beast son thought it was a great idea to invite the evil parents' kids over to their island to reconcile so that everyone can live together. And so the play is about the challenges of doing that. So it's really a lot of fun. Gabrielle plays Evie in it. So you want to talk about that?
Okay. I play Evie and it's actually very fun. Because I'm like her, so it's very exciting to do and like have fun with the kids. So
yes, so
it's very cool. So talk about now that we've like hyped up the show and all the work the kids have put into it. There's an opportunity for our community to show up for these kids and to congratulate them for all the work that they've put in and recognize that. So how can they get tickets? How can they see the show?
Yes. So tickets are available on our website. It is everybodyisnotdoingit.org. Everybodyisnotdoingit.org. Also, if you follow us on social media, Facebook or Instagram, it's at EnditCorp, EnditCorp. And there's ticketing links there. As I said, it's at the McAlpin Center. Tickets are $15 each. If you have a large group, you can contact us about the 1 p.m. show. If you are a CSC-funded program, we are accepting, we're giving you tickets for free. So, you know, please do attend. And if you're a part of the community, all the funds go right back into actually putting on the show because there is an expense associated with that. But more than that, if you could please come support, these are about 45 to 50 teens who have spent their summer working on a musical instead of being at home or in the streets or doing something else unhealthy. They made the decision to come. They're here for about 9 hours a day, you know, developing themselves and using the arts. So please show up for them. Again, the website is everybodyisnotdoingit.org.
And I'm on the website right now, and we would obviously encourage all of our listeners, you know, it's a great family thing to do, right? You can take your family. Obviously, if you're a CSE-funded program, contact them because you can bring your kids during your summer learning experiences, and they can watch it. But it's a great family event, right? Like, you know, Ashley, I know you won't do the voice because I always put you on the spot, but parents are always like, you know, what can we do for our kids, or what can we do with our kids? This is the thing to do with your kids, right?
Yes.
And by the way, I'm on your website because I always hype this up every time I go because I think it's brilliant. And I own some of your swag. You guys have a store where people can buy Everybody's Not Doing It merchandise. And I'm talking like it's next level. Although I do just see that I can buy a Snapple and a Slim Jim on your website. So that's interesting to me. But your Ended shirts and T-shirts and sweatshirts. I think I have a sweatshirt. I think I gave the hat to somebody, but I have a Nah, I'm Good shirt. You know, there's multiple ways to support this organization. First and foremost, we want you to go to the performance. Even if you go to the performance, buy the swag. But even if you don't, can't make it the performance, there's multiple ways to support End It.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So Gabrielle, so this is you were in High School Musical. Is that what you said?
Yes.
All right. So do you like, are you going to like, obviously you've kind of got the performance bug, if you will, because you're obviously got two major roles here. Is this something that you want to pursue in the future?
Yes, this is. I would like to be an actor because, you know, End It got me out of my comfort zone. You know, like, they got me out my, like, little space that I was in when I first came here, and now I'm bigger than before.
You know, and, you know, it's funny you say that because I was just talking to my son, he's 23, about, you know, if you just stay in your comfort zone, which is what he likes to do, and hopefully he's not listening. What he likes to do is you never grow. Like, you're comfortable, but you're not pushing any boundaries to grow. And so I always tell him, I'm like, if you want change, he's like, well, how come this isn't happening? I'm like, you got to make it happen. Life doesn't happen to you. You make life happen. And so that's encouraging to hear you say that at such a young age. And I'll give you my son's number so you can give him that same pep talk.
You can give them a little pep talk, a little advice. Well, it's very cool. And I think, you know, Gabby, I appreciate you taking the time to join us on this little show and talk about it. But I know from long conversations with Sonia that there are 100 kids like Gabby who have been impacted by what's happening at End It and the work that they've put in and learned. And so one more time before we wrap up, Sonia, if somebody has a kid who maybe is interested, or maybe they think they could be interested in that, what's the best way to get in touch to learn more about the after school program and opportunities that they have?
Yes, I would say same thing. Go to the website and we have a link on there where you can click it and fill in information so that we can contact you about the fall. So that is what we're signing up for, you know, as we speak. So and we do still have openings at this time. So that would be the best way. Again, everybodyisnotdoingit.org, or you can call our office at 772-302-3731.
And you guys, I mean, obviously we've had you on before, and I'm looking at the clock. We're about ready to run out, but I mean, with the Daddy production, the Daddy movie, the High School Musical, there's multiple ways for people to get involved and, or more importantly, support End It. Obviously, if you have a young daughter or son or granddaughter or grandson that doesn't know what they're going to do when they start going back to school and they're like, oh, I was just going to come home and play, you know, Xbox or whatever, I think we've got a better idea that's going to help everybody, the entire family, particularly that young person, to grow and kind of explore their interest. And I just want to reemphasize to everybody, if you're thinking, oh, my son or daughter, they can't sing or they can't dance, that doesn't mean they can't participate, because there's multiple ways to be involved. And it's all multiple ways to allow the youth to express their creativity.
Exactly. Yes, that is correct. Yes.
And so again, when is the performance? We want to leave to make sure everybody's going to secure their ticket purchase.
Yes, it is Friday, July 28th. There is a 1 p.m. show and a 7 p.m. show.
Nice.
So not So Friday, yes, July 28th.
All right, get your tickets. Jump on their website. I'm on there right now. It's on the main page. It says get tickets. Pretty straightforward. And there's even a QR code. So there you go.
Yeah. Something for everyone.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, Sonia. And it was a pleasure to speak with you, Gabrielle.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Best of luck on the 29th. That's very exciting. 28th. I have it written down. The 28th.
The 29th, she'll be celebrating.
Yeah, the 28th. Friday, the 28th, 1 p.m. or 7 p.m. Be there. All right. Thank you for joining us. And we want to thank our listening audience. And a reminder, you know, as we joked about before we started talking to end it about how hot it is in the summer, that's just a precursor that school's starting. So be prepared. Call End It, get your youth enrolled in an after-school program, and why not start with End It, because they are an exceptional program and family there. All right, we are grateful for every listen. Reminder, it's a weekly radio program every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame at 10 a.m. If you missed the radio program, do not fret, because through the magic of the interwebs, we have turned this radio show into a podcast. So simply get your phone, click on your favorite podcast app, including the iPhone one. That's for Ashley, including the iPhone one. Just look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council, and through magic, it'll be there. Every new show will be released directly to your phone. We're grateful for every listen, and a reminder that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.